We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for me. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for me. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for me. Hallelujah. You are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for me. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for me. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. I want to give God glory this morning for giving us this great and awesome opportunity to stand before Him in His presence. Our God is good, and all the time, our God is good. Our God is good. All the time, and He always proves His goodness. He always proves His goodness. Glory to God. There is no one like our God that gives us the air that we breathe free of charge, without struggling, using any part of our body smoothly, without any problem. This is enough to give Him thanks. And I want you not to neglect His benefits, all His benefits. Glory to God. Did not allow cells in our body to begin to attack one another. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just give Him thanks for answering our prayers. If there's any prayer that has not been answered, God will still see you through. I want you not to lose hope. I want you to continue in God and continue to depend on Him. I'm going to read the book of John, 1 John chapter 4, and then we're going to pray. Reading from King James Version. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world. Now, hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already in the world. I want you to understand this. Because many false prophets, and that will also restrain you from moving up and down, seeking for help when help is living within you, when help is very close by. Hallelujah. The spirit of Antichrist, how do we test it? You know, during deliverance, sometimes it's necessary. You ask the spirit, you believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Most times they will say no. He came in the spirit. Hallelujah. A simple diagnosis. Whether the person is possessed with a demon. And also, false prophets have gone out in the world. What does the scripture mean by saying this? Telling you that Christ came in the flesh. That Christ was 100% man. But he overcame the world. He overcame the world, coming in the flesh, meaning that Jesus Christ is 100% man. He came in the flesh, yet overcame the world. You know, he's telling us that we have no excuse of continuing in sin. Glory to God. But, you know, the Antichrist spirit will tell you that sin does not really matter because it is part of us. But that's a lie. Telling you in this scripture that it is possible to overcome sin. How? Living in Christ. Believing in Christ. Taking the steps that Jesus took. Walking in the step of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he came in the flesh. He overcame the world. Hallelujah. The Bible says he learned obedience. Because he's a man. He learned obedience. Obedience is learned. It's not magical. It's not mysterious. Hallelujah. To obey God is learned. How do you learn? Through what you suffered. You don't just get up today and start paying your tithe. Hallelujah. You don't just get up and stop fornication. Stop lying. Stop masturbation. Stop all these things. The games of the enemy to stop you from entering into the kingdom, from progressing, from touching the mystery of the kingdom. You know, when you overcome certain things, you begin to see. You know how somebody will come in the sitting room and sit. Of course, if you come to my house and sit in a sitting room, that does not mean that you know my house very well. Because you don't know what is happening inside the room. You don't know the treasure that is in certain places. I have to take you around for you to see. Hallelujah. That is with God. When you live in the periphery, when you allow these things to continue to overcome you with the excuse that we are man. For sure we are man. But what did Christ do? That's why he says you have to believe that Christ came in the flesh and overcome the world. It is possible. You can learn only one section of Christ. He prayed. He's an intercessor. People can also pray. Pray hard and jump into fornication. Pray hard and jump into adultery. Prayer does not stop those things. It is learned. You got to discipline yourself. You know, in the course of learning, what it takes constant practice. It takes constant discipline. It takes learning it. Of course, you can fail million times. That does not mean that you're going to stop until you learn it. The Bible says Jesus learned obedience through what he suffered. Suffering. He learned it. He learned obedience. It's not natural for humans to be obedient. Even your own child. You almost kill him, but you will continue doing this. And he said, listen, you know why I'm smacking you? He said, yes. Why? Because I was jumping and jump on top of TV, jump on top of cushion, jump. He said, if I see you jump again, you're going to get another smack. Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. And you will sit down for some time and then jump again. Now, this is natural. That continues until there's a learning. During that time, there's a learning process. Hallelujah. You got to learn. You learn it. You learn it. Sometimes when you're asked to pay your tithe, you get offended. You know why? You have not learned your bid. You know, you never. If you learn that not paying your tithe can make your roof to be leaking, or let your tire just run onto one sharp object for no reason. Or make somebody to come and hit the back of your car and then start going back and forth. You know, like attract some canker worms, some things, canker worm. When the scripture says canker worm, it doesn't mean that the worm will start eating up. You see, physically worm. No, these are demons that look for disobedient children of God. You are a child of God, but you are disobedient. Sometimes you get some knock in the head for no reason. And you suffer headache. Suffer headache until you pay some good sum of money for the hospital, which is even far more than your tithe, than your offering. Hallelujah. Not saying that when you pay your tithe, you won't be sick. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you, it can withhold some hands of Satan. When you learn that, you don't need anybody to force you to do that. Because you have learned obedience. But some are learning. They are studying, but ever learning. They never learn. For 20 years. For 30 years. Never learn. Now, the Spirit of Christ learned, the Christ himself as a man, learned obedience through what he suffered. So before we pray, I just want you to understand this, that Christ came in the flesh. If any false prophet is telling you that Christ is only in the Spirit, that man is a liar. That woman is from the pit of hell. You need to understand it. And you need to overcome the flesh. Overcome jealousy. Glory to God. Celebrate people. When they do well, don't find excuse to bash them down. Don't find excuse to talk bad about them. When you see people rejoicing, rejoice with them, but rejoice. Hallelujah. When people are mourning, don't start laughing, because you never know. The Lord says, if I'm punishing a man and you begin to celebrate that I'm punishing that person, you yourself will make me to stop and then turn to you. You got to be careful. When somebody's in pain, or maybe it's your enemy, don't start celebrating. Yes, now they are suffering. Because it is the same God who made you that made them. It's like your children. You have four of your children. And then one did something wrong. And you're smacking him, and every other person was celebrating and clapping for you. They're not good siblings. They should be begging you to, please, daddy, stop. Please, mommy, stop. That's a sign of good siblings. When they are celebrating, it means they are not good. And you won't be happy for that. Just giving a simple analogy. I want you to understand that the way of God is different from the way of man. I want you to know today, before we pray, that Christ came. That is the reason why we focus our attention on Christ. Because he came as 100% man, born of a woman, came, overcame the world. He said, the God of this world is coming, but found nothing in me, nothing. There is nothing that belongs to him in you. That's why when you pray, you're a woman of prayer. Some of us have learned to pray. Good. You pray. But I want you to also learn to have nothing of Satan in you. Nothing. But whatever you have in you, he's going to come after it. He's going to come for it. Hallelujah. Don't allow jealousy to take you over. Don't allow envy to take you over. Don't allow anger to take you over. Don't allow hypocrisy. Whatever form. Because these are games. Of course, this is natural. It's a flesh. It's natural thing. Like when somebody's progressing, probably people around him get offended. It's natural. And I understand that. Like if I got a new car, buy a new house, God blessing me, I'm putting on new clothes and, you know, spending money, of course. People around, like, I'm not going to get angry. If you are angry or jealous, or this is natural. But it is better for you not to. Hallelujah. Because your own time is coming. And also better for me not to look down on you and say, you didn't get this because you are lazy. You might be working so hard, but nothing coming out of it. But we need to understand how this thing runs so that we don't get headlong to a danger. Overcome the world. Glory to God. That's the reason why you see people, you can pray for 9, 10, 15 hours and jump out to backstab somebody, to gossip, to talk bad about someone that don't even say nothing to you. That don't even know that you are around. Why? Because there's an envy. There's a jealousy. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray. I want you to open your mouth this morning and say, Lord, let me be like Christ. Let me live like Christ. Father, any danger that has been posed against me by the satanic world, through behavior, through manner, through habits, let the power of God crush them this morning. Crush it and set me free. Crush it and set me free. Every false prophet, every false prophet that has surrounded me, every false prophet that have coming around me, every false prophet, every false spirit that I've been targeting my life, the life of my children, the life of my family, let the power of God dissolve them right now. Open your mouth. Just pray this prayer. Say, Lord, dissolve the powers of the false prophet. Dissolve every satanic influence that is attacking my personality. Akamarubo, Belo Bredeviasa, Manto Lobosaka, Zimerebo Kotai, Zandeli Kokobosa, Zaprene Mutanka, Zande Borimele Aido, Zokromeni, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you glory. Just wave your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you this morning because I am moving in your power. I'm moving in your favor. I am moving in your grace. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. I am an overcomer and I am riding on the wings of Jesus, on the wings of the eagles of heaven. I'm riding on it and nothing can stop me. No weapon formed against my family, formed against my ministry, formed against my career, formed against my job will work this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I take it by force. Hallelujah. Somebody on this prayer line, say, I take my job by force. And it's going to be a good job. It's going to be a good paying job. I want, you're going to make specific requests. Lord, I want a job of $150,000 per annum this year. I need it, Lord. I want it. This is you, oh God. When it happened, I know you have given it to me. Mighty God, I give you glory. I give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray for protection for everyone under this prayer line. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover your family. I cover your children. I cover you. I cover your car. No accident. I cover your houses. No fire. No roof leak. No trouble. No falling down from the steps. No breaking of ankle. I cover you. In your workplace, I cover you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I also pray for everyone that is sick. I'm going to stand on my voice and release healing right now from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. I'll see you by this time tomorrow. Bye-bye.